to Joe on 1850 715 815.
PJ Woods, good afternoon to you.
How are you doing, Philip? How's things?
Very good, very good. 3 weeks now to the St. Patrick's Day weekend, isn't it? What sort of prices are you seeing for hotels?
Exorbitant. crazy prices. It's just gone ridiculous. It's out the door.
And we're talking Dublin, in case anybody's confused here. We're not talking London, Miami and Paris.
That's it, exactly. We're just talking the capital of Ireland, Dublin, and the costings. I've been watching this on a yearly basis. I'm in the industry myself. I'm a bus tour driver, you know. So I would be visiting a lot of these places over the year. But it's just crazy. I have people coming over myself now from Florida for the first time to see a tour of Ireland, and then obviously going to see the parade. And
PJ, friends or clients?
Oh, no, friends. This is friends, solely friends.
Okay.
So, literally, it's getting worse, as I said to you, and on a recent search, my own interest, it really threw me yesterday, doing a bit of research on it. You know, basic three-star plus hotels, I would call them, like say your Maldron's, your Clayton's, etc. You know, normally about 140, say max 150 on any given weekend or bank holidays. Now, allowing for the fact that it's a bank holiday, Philip, the costing now has gone up to 800 plus for two nights for one room, right?
Two nights double occupancy
in one room in the likes of that them hotels I've just mentioned.
A three-star hotel is looking for 400 quid a night.
A night, exactly. And I think some of them are actually asking, had the audacity of asking for €15 for breakfast for the next morning. Yeah, I know.
That takes a nerve, all right, doesn't it?
You know what, they're going to shoot themselves in the foot. You know, clients will be coming back and saying, God, it really is rip-off Ireland, you know.
No, it really is. But hang on a second.
It's crazy.
St. Patrick's Day, does it fall on the Saturday or the Sunday?
It's a Sunday, yeah. So I'm looking at 16th and the 17th of March, right? So checking in.
Okay.
This is halfway through the 10-day escapade that I'm doing with them. And then the likes of other hotels, you know,
let's just do a comparison here. Did you, out of interest, if that's what the three stars are looking for, what are the five stars asking?
Five stars, you're going to laugh, are cheaper.
Go away.
Some of them are coming in cheaper. Yeah.
Which ones?
Definitely coming in cheaper. Okay, well, we had the Continental, I was checking that one. That wasn't too bad. You're going to pay for a five-star hotel in anyway, Philip, regardless of what night it is or what day it is falling on. But it looks as if they're not capitalising on the situation that it's a bank holiday. But as I'm saying is, my gripe is let's call them cheaper hotels, have now... Again, this is the second or third year I've noticed this. They've crept up. You know, we're very proud of our tourism industry that we have here. It creates, I'm sure, millions, you know, probably touching billions every year now at this stage, putting us on the map here. And then, you know, the likes of other city hotels on the cusp, on the boundaries of Dublin. Now, I haven't even gone further afield around
the like-with-like comparison here.
Yeah.
Double occupancy, two nights, the same weekend, in a five-star. What kind of prices were you seeing?
You're talking probably just under about 900 to a grand. You know, so, I mean, it's not far off of what the basic three stars are charging. But you're getting a five-star, absolute cracking hotel, you know? With all the essentials connected with it.
Well, I tell you one thing. At those kind of prices, even allowing for the fact that it is the bank holiday weekend of all bank holiday weekends as far as the Irish tourist industry is concerned, even allowing for that, the hotel industry can't complain about Airbnb undercutting it unfairly.
100%.
If that's the kind of gouging that they're engaging in.
I mean, Philip, the next sentence, you know, is the damn one. I'm talking about small basic rooms with a shared bathroom on the cusp and the boundary of the city is coming in at 600 to 700 for two nights.
Is that inside or outside the M50?
That would be on the... it would be just on the verge of the M50, all around the Santry area, the airport hotels, in around that way. You know, it's incredible. You know, hoteliers get enough. They do more damage to themselves, and they're going to warrant the collapse in the value tourist industry. And, you know, that would be a knock-on effect for the rest of us who actually bring the people to their hotels.
The message is only come to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day weekend if you have a Cade Mila in your back pocket or you're a complete sap.
There you go, there you go. So look, at the my gripe is the Minister for Tourism, who gets obviously a lot of money for what he does per term, he needs to step up to the plate here right now and make a proactive change right across this disgraceful yo-yo costs. Both tourists and citizens. The same goes
and when you went back to your friends just out of interest and you told them that these were the kind of prices, well, I'd say you were a little bit embarrassed for a start. What was their reaction?
America is expensive, as we know, you know, but I wouldn't be coming in at that cost. As I was explaining to your researcher there, you know, you could get a week in the Med on a cruise, which are flights included, for about $1,000. So that's a week away from Ireland where they're charging two nights for that cost. And it's just beggar's belief, you know. It's just greedy. It really is greedy, you know.
All right. Well, PJ, thank you very much for your call.
You're welcome.
That's all that we have time for today. The programme was produced by David O'Sullivan. Have a good weekend, PJ. A good weekend to everybody else as well. Angus McAnally's the series producer. Gar Duffy was on sound. I'll be back with you on Monday again. In the meantime, enjoy your weekend. Ray's on the way next.